learning about the first paragraph in the Shema. Pasuk tells us, "V'shinantam levanecha v'dibar tibam," which we discussed a little bit before, that there's an obligation of v'shinantam to teach Torah, v'dibar tibam to speak in them, an obligation of learning Torah. What exactly does this mean, v'shinantam levanecha? So there's a couple of explanations brought down in the Gemara toward the end of the first chapter in Masechet Kedushin. What exactly is Vishinantam? So the Talmud tells us that L'olam Shalosh Adam Shinosa, a person should always divide their learning into three parts. The word Vishinantam could also be interpreted with a similar word Vishilashtam. So how do you divide your Torah study into three parts? Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. That a person is supposed to divide a third of their day, or a third of their life rather, to learning Mishnah, a third of their life to learning Chumash, which that's generally what mikra means, perhaps it could mean Torah Shebichsav in general, and a third learning Talmud, the Gemara. So this Gemara asks, miyodei kamachai, how does a person know how long they're going to live? So let's say, you know, I hope to live to 120, so I'll spend my first 40 years, according to this piece of Talmud, learning Chumash, learning Torah Shebichsav, and then I'll move on to Mishnah when I hit 40, and then when I'm 80, I'll start learning Gemara. How do you know that's what's going to happen? You don't know how long you're going to live. So the Gemara says, L'tzricha l'yoyim. You're supposed to at least divide it by the day. And the way Rashi interprets this is that it means for the week. You divide each week equally. You spend a couple of days learning Chumash, a couple of days learning Mishnah, a couple of days learning Gemara. And on this Tosfos wonders, says that that sounds great, but you wouldn't necessarily fulfill this pasuk of Vishinantim, of dividing equally into three parts, because a person doesn't know what day of the week they're going to die. Right? If a person passes away on Shabbos after finishing the week, that would work out perfectly for you. Except for the fact that you died. But other than that, you fulfilled that idea. So Tosfos says that perhaps it could mean that each day, that's how you're supposed to divide your learning. So the difficulty is that if you would go to any yeshiva, we find that it's not divided that way. In fact, most yeshivas spend an extremely lengthy amount of time learning the Talmud, learning Gemara itself. And it's kind of difficult to understand how they could do this. After all, the Gemara seems to be very explicit that that's how you're not supposed to divide your day in that way, just having mostly learning Gemara. So it's a very interesting approach that Tosfos gives, which is appropriate for just last week's Parsha, Noach, the very end, discussed the generation of the Dor HaPlaga, the generation of dispersion, that the Pasuk says that they were not able to speak, and it comes from the word Bavel, because Bavel, also the English word, is to babble. The same idea, is that a person is not able to, on one hand, understand, but it also means it's a mixture of many languages. And Tosfos tells us that when a person studies Talmud Bavli, the Talmud, the Gemara, which is typically studied from Bavel, as opposed to Talmud Yerushalmi, you'll see that the idea of the studying of the Gemara is Bavel. It's mixed. Because a person has in every page of Gemara, almost every page has a Mishnah. And also it discusses the ideas of the Psukim of Mikra. So therefore, Tosfos says that Bavel, Belula, B'Mikra, B'Mishnah, B'Gemara, since learning Gemara has these three components in it, a person is able to fulfill this Pasuk of Vishinatam. Another explanation that Gemara gives of Vishinantem is how is a person supposed to understand Torah? Not so sure, look it up, get back to you. Or is there supposed to be such incredible clarity that a person should be able to answer the question right on the spot? So the Talmud says that Vishinantem is Shihu Dibrei Torah Mechudad Meficha. Vishinantem comes from the word sharp. That the Torah that a person should have acquired should be very clear and crisp in their mind, that shim yishalacha adam davar, that anyone would ever ask you a question, to gamgame a person should not stumble, v'toimilo, then only afterwards answer, el omrilo miyad. You should be able to answer it immediately. And he quotes the idea, which is similar to this week's Parsha, that when Abraham told his wife Sarai, he said to please tell everyone, not that you're my wife, tell them that you're my sister. And he says, the Pasuk tells us, the Amr l'chokhma chosiat. You're supposed to say to wisdom, you are my sister. It's because any person, if we would be presented with the question, are you allowed to marry your sister, the person wouldn't have to think. Of course, the answer is no. Immediately, you answer that. That's how chokhma is supposed to be. Amr l'chokhma chosiat. And that was, of course, the idea, but Abraham Avinu was telling his wife, tell everyone that you're my sister, because everyone in the world knows that, obviously, we're not married. And therefore, it'll be okay for me. It'll be fine. They're not going to harm me. So that's another idea of the level of Torah knowledge a person is supposed to have, is supposed to be the we just discussed, Mishinantam tells us what we're supposed to be learning, and to the extent that we just don't gloss over it, but we're so comfortable and familiar with the material that it should be able to immediately respond without any hesitation. Which perhaps can explain, as we'll conclude, with the words of the Sifsei Chachamim on a Rashi. That the Rashi is quoting, based on the Pasuk before, the Pasuk of Ahayu Hadvarim Ho'eile, Asher Nochim Etzavecha Hayom Alavavecha, that these words should be on your heart. So Rashi says, that through this, that the Torah and the mitzvot are in your heart, you'll be able to recognize and acknowledge Hashem, and to be able to attach yourself to His ways. And the Sifsei Chachamim presents a very interesting idea. And that idea is that we don't really understand the idea of why people used to worship idols. Doesn't make sense. And we mentioned already a couple days ago that the taiva, the desire, the yetzer hara for worshipping idols was removed from us. However, the Sifsei Chachamim tells us the tremendous advantage, if I should say it that way, of idol worship, as opposed to the way that we worship. And what is that? The Sifsei Chachamim says, De'im lokein, eich tipo ahava, how is it possible that we are able to, as the Torah tells us to love God tremendously with all of our heart. How are we able to do that? But davar shlo ra'a, v'lo hisig me'olam, something which we can't see. It's something which is intangible. We can't see God. God is spiritual. How is it possible a person is able to acquire this level of ahava, this tremendous level of love? Which is perhaps you can understand when it comes to avodah zarah, idol worship, whether it makes a lot of sense to us, but it's something you see, it's tangible, so therefore you can perhaps establish a relationship. But with God, which is an immortal being, something which is beyond our ability to see or hear, how are we able to acquire this level of ahava? So says the Sifsei Chachamim, El mitoy shehil hadavarim o'eila, shehem ha-mitzvos alavavecha, that when a person takes the mitzvot seriously, as well as the next pasuk, Vishinantam Avanecha. When a person acquires Torah on a very sophisticated level, so much that they're able to answer right on the spot, that is a way that naturally, once you acquire this great level of knowledge and taking the mitzvot seriously, Val Yedei Shetedah Shuabairo, you'll know that Hashem is our Creator, and Ata Ohavo Mitavu Adasoso. You'll have the desire to know Him. And therefore, this is the idea that when we say V'hayu Adbarim O'ela, even though God is not something which someone we could see, something we can see, but nonetheless we're able to acquire this level of Ahava when we're able to V'shinantum Avanecha accept upon ourselves the tremendous mitzvah of Dibartabam, of Lima Torah, learning His ways. Kadosh.